South Korea has confirmed North Korea's reactivation of a nuclear reactor that forms part of a possible nuclear weapons program. Seoul is expressing deep concern over the move and urging the North to comply with international nonproliferation accords. The South Korean Foreign Ministry issued a statement Friday confirming North Korea's reactivation of a reactor at the Yongbyon nuclear complex, which was shut down under a 1994 agreement with the United States. The statement expresses deep worry and regret at the move and describes it as unhelpful to Korean Peninsula peace and stability. The statement also says the reactivation violates global nonproliferation accords. It urges Pyongyang to return to compliance with these accords and with United Nations nuclear safeguards. The statement did not specify how Seoul learned the Yongbyon plant was active. It did say the government had been in close contact with Washington and Tokyo and said it was committed to finding a peaceful solution to the situation. Following weeks of conflicting reports, Washington said Thursday that the reactor was up and running. Seoul's confirmation comes only days after South Korea's new president, Noh Moo-hyun, took office. Mr. Noh has instructed his security advisors to investigate further. His inauguration Tuesday was partially upstaged by North Korea's test launch of a short-range missile, but Mr. Noh insists he remains committed to the previous administration's policy of maintaining a dialogue with the hardline communist state. Japanese Foreign Minister Yuriko Kawaguchi said Friday that Tokyo had also confirmed the U.S. report on Yongbyon, calling the reactivation regrettable. The current dispute over North Korea's nuclear ambitions erupted in October when U.S. officials said North Korea admitted to pursuing a secret nuclear arms program. Pyongyang later denied that it is making nuclear weapons, although it retains the right to do so. Amy Bickers, VOA News, Tokyo.